Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Smell You Later.
Hold on, I gotta adjust my mic, not myself. Sorry.
That would be fine if it was
anyway. That's true.
Welcome back to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast about scent and smell and yep.
We'll get a tagline one day.
We'll get a tagline.
You know what the show is about. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. We thank you for coming back every week to listen.
Yes.
Hope your week is going well. Mine is.
It's been a week. The coldest week.
Bro, New York has softened me. I know I come from...
Like, I was thinking that. Yeah. I was like, wait, you're from Chicago.
The land of the actual polar vortex. People here are like, oh my God, it's 20 degrees. I'm like, bitch, try negative 60. Try this. Try having to walk uphill. I sound like my grandfather. To bartend in the negative 60 degree weather. Try that and then talk to me. And now I'm like, oh my God, 34. I can't possibly leave my house.
There's something so glamorous about you just generally berating as you're like rubbing lotion on your hands. Tynan has three tubs of Saltair body butter in front of them. Thanks, and he's just like rubbing them on his hands.
Thanks to you. This is gorgeous. Oh, wait. Speaking of things that I have from you, I have things for you.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Another live.
Don't get too excited. Actually, no. Do get too excited. I have. So first off, I have this fragrance oil called Balmy Summer from this brand called Merge. Ooh. I know nothing about it.
I like the packaging.
I do. Okay, the packaging fucking
shell.
Goes.
I
and
love
also,
shell.
The inside, when you open it, sorry, I ripped it. The inside is like fully designed out too.
Oh.
Isn't that cool? Like,
wait.
Inner deco, you can never Estee Lauder. They sent me this really cute DM. They explained the fragrance and they were like, we know you're not the biggest fan of green notes, but you love most vanilla perfumes. It was just like a really DM. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. Fine. And it's nice.
They did their research.
Yeah. It's Balmy Summer roll-on perfume oil. I really like it. It's vanilla with a really sharp green note that really does, to me,
it's
land
quite sharp, yeah.
the summer note. Mm-hmm. I have yet to wear it all day. I put it on and then I think I took a shower an hour later. But I love anything summer related, especially right now in the frigid balls of February. That was a really nice to receive and also fragrance to receive. It's like we're manifesting warmth.
So, they send you for both of us?
Yeah, yeah. They sent me two. Sorry this that I ripped your bottle or component.
No, that's totally fine.
And then the candle is beautiful too. It's the same scent, but just gorgeous component. And then this hair oil, which I have not looked at yet, but just wanted to bring those for you. Also, I brought you an In Good Hands.
Oh, yay. The hand cream that you named.
Yes. The interesting claim about that hand cream is that the moisture lasts through multiple hand washings.
Oh, good.
And their whole concept was to work with nurses to claim, to actually make that claim because they wash their hands so often.
Yeah.
And they got it. And Cody doesn't fuck around with their claims. So what I will say is that they have a scented and unscented option. Mm-hmm. I brought you the scented, which is fresh cream, which is my favorite philosophy scent. This scent also lasts through multiple hand washes.
Good.
It's this beautiful...
I have hand cream everywhere in the winter.
Yeah. It's like a sort of sweet, soft cashmere skin scent. It's beautiful, but my God, you cannot get it off you until you shower, which I'm not complaining about. Anyway, that's been a fragrance hour with Stable and
Alive. Our cold open is just smelling stuff. Yeah. Smelling stuff. Merge. Interesting. I vaguely remember an email or a message from them. And then I think you took over that thread.
I think I did too.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I love the design. I love the packaging design with it's all the shells.
Really, really gorgeous.
You put a shell in something, you're going to get me.
That's okay? True.
You're going to get me with the shells. Pearls, shells, love it.
Fragrance news. Did you see that our...
You're talking about Mona?
Yeah. That our actual friend, Mona Catan, bought back...
Hell yeah.
Kayali.
She girl bossed.
She girl bossed up to the sun and then came back. So Kayali now is an independent brand, which is crazy.
I wonder, I'll be honest, I skimmed that piece. But so when Kayali launched, it launched with investors. Is that correct? Because like Huda Beauty, they're in the same.
Yeah.
I don't know, umbrella or conglomerate.
Yeah.
And they launched with investors, and then she bought them back from those original investors.
So we have to be not careful, but like having investors is different than having a parent company. So you can launch with investors and still sort of be your own. You are still beholden to them, of course.
I see.
It does not mean that they mean two separate things.
Yeah. They don't own it. Yeah,
they own stake in it, but investors have say in what your brand does, sometimes more than others, but a parent company has final call.
Got it. So she bought it back from the parent company.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. What I'm saying is she could still have investors, but still be independent.
Okay. So I got that totally wrong. My bad. Congrats, Mona.
Congrats, Mona. That's fucking huge. What I think is cool about it is that she launched 2017, 2018, like pre-pandemic. And nobody moved. And then the pandemic
happened. I was still at Allure. I remember that because I remember getting the first discovery set before.
Yes, same, same. And it was good, but
it was good.
It didn't really impact. I think she wanted it to, and she would even say that herself.
Yeah.
And she is now truly one of the biggest players in the game. And for her to be as big, for Callie to be as big as it is, and then go independent is like, you bitches should be scared. You know what I mean? Because she's already having a lot of fun with it and doing really fun, unique things. And now that she has no gods, no masters, it's big. Congrats to Mona.
It makes me think that Mona was probably getting a lot of pushback from the parent company about strategy or launches. Because otherwise, like, why would you want to buy your stuff back unless the relationship wasn't great?
Who can say? She probably cannot. But it's also when you... From what I understand, a great thing about parent company is access. That's why people get bought because, yes, you have a lesser stake in what you started, but you can then use their distribution channels, which can open you up to like new markets. It can be way easier to have either standalone brick and mortars or go into new retailers, blah, 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 all boring shit. But that's what you want to scale. Yeah. And it's like you scale to sell, but then when you sell, you scale even more.
B2B is so confusing.
It's she has all of that now as one of the biggest brands in the industry, frankly. And it's like without that, she still has the weight to throw around and frankly, the money to throw around. Yeah. That's like from my purview, which, you know, we don't know the inner workings of what happened, but she's like, now, you know, I can make the decisions, I can make the calls, and frankly, I don't need your access to maintain and stand on my own 2 feet. So I think it's major. Congrats to her.
Okay. From Reuters. Dubai-based Huda Beauty will sell its popular fragrance brand, Kayali, to its co-founder and General Atlantic in a move that allows the beauty company's owners to buy back a stake held by TSG Consumer Partners since 2017. In my brain, I'm like, what? I think TLDR, it just means that Mona fully owns her own brand again.
Yeah.
Hooray. But what a confusing way to put that. Good gravy.
She has partners.
Right.
Yeah. Again, Sable and I are both in the industry in different ways. But
you more so than me.
Yes. But neither of us are experts in this. But
we're not experts in M&A, as it's called. Mergers and acquisitions.
Right. Yay, business.
Hooray for business.
Okay. I have this bottle sitting in front of me that once again... Uh-huh. I'm not even going to say that we both opted in and they only sent it to you. I'm sensing a pattern here. This bottle is sitting on your table and whispering at me like the Green Goblin mask. Yes. I have to smell Cosmic 2.0 by Kylie Jenner. Have you worn this on? You have worn this
on. I wore it the other day on my wrist, and I will tell you that shit lasts so long.
To review, the original Cosmic was like formulated in a lab to be a crowd pleaser, and it is. It's also... to Sable's point, extremely strong.
Extremely. It's what the people want.
Now we have its first. I don't think this is a flanker. I just think it's under the same franchise.
It's a flanker.
I mean, I suppose it's Cosmic 2.0, so fine. Yeah. This is pretty.
It's very pretty. I knew it would be a crowd pleaser, and I knew what it would smell like. So
there she goes.
I know. There I go again. The opening is a pear accord. The heart is a vanilla orchid accord, and the base is an amber accord, which I think is pretty similar to the original. Wow. It's coming over. It's wafting to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's in my mouth.
It's in my mouth too.
The pear accord makes it smell quite similar in my experience to Victoria's Secret Bare Rose. Hmm. Interestingly enough.
You know what this weirdly smells like to me? I'm too far from the mic. Sorry. I'm going to hear about that one in the comments. It smells like Gucci Flora Vanilla, whatever the hell that was in the yellow bottle. It's newer.
This is more floral than that, though.
I was going to say it's more pear than that.
Yes, and also more pear. Like you really.
Perhaps it smells nothing like.
You really get the pear yeah. in this one. Oh, they also said, wow, I did not read that correctly. I left out pink pepper essence, lavender essence, and sandalwood acorn.
I was going to say, are there like a ton of notes on that?
I don't know why. I just, my eyes deceive me. I do feel like this is a blueprint of Gen Z hot girl scent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're quite affordable. The 100 ml bottle is $78. And then there's four other sizes below that. I think it's 50 ml, 30 ml, and 10 ml, which is, you have so many options.
Wait.
What?
Yeah,
yeah, no, it's the French side. That's why I was like,
I am dying to wear the sunskin. However, I really like what I'm wearing today, so I won't. But I'm really excited to receive this. This carton is gorgeous. Yeah, I think that we all had a certain idea of what one Miss Kylie Jenner would bring to the fragrance space. But as safe and mass as it is, I think the original Cosmic is a huge success, and I think this is a really beautiful follow up.
It's funny because I feel like the Cosmic scents kind of redefine mall scent for the next generation. I don't really think malls in general are as relevant, but like this scent profile to me, this hot girl scent, the, what do you call it? Amber floral is the new mall scent of today.
Sure.
So I'm like, good for you guys. Everyone should have that one mall scent that you're like, oh, this is the hot girl scent.
Yeah.
And then you can spider off into whether you are into that and want something similar or whether you're resistant to that and also want something totally opposite.
Well, I think that to me, all mall girl scents are different generations of the same family. Because when we say, what's the note? Vanilla orchid. Every time I see vanilla orchid, I think flower bomb.
Yep.
And while this is very different than that, they know each other.
The Vanilla Orchid Factory hates to see Kylie Jenner coming. Oh my God, it's like...
Well, I just sprayed...
It's still in my mouth.
Well, I just sprayed this shit.
Okay.
I wish I hadn't.
Why am I just like inhaling... Why am I mouth breathing all these scents in right now? Oh my God.
Oh, is that what you're wearing? Okay,
this,
well...
This or this, honestly. Both and...
This feels more like what... What you smell like today. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm also smelling, of course, something I don't know how to pronounce because it's from Aesop.
You know what? That's their whole thing. They're just giggling in their offices at all the stupid ways we try to pronounce the names of their products. Aesop. See?
Aesop.
Oh. They have the little dash over the E like it's a dictionary. Aesop just released a new floral scent called Orner. That's A-U-R-N-E-R.
Orner?
Orner.
That is... God, have y'all heard of Beauty? That's the ugliest name I've ever heard in my life. Is it ornery?
It is a magnolia leaf-based scent. It's their answer to the floral trend.
Florals where?
It's very floral. What are you talking about?
It's very...
This is like the most... This feels the most conventionally floral scent to me in the Aesop world. Because I feel like everything Aesop does smells very sandalwoody and earthy.
Yeah.
And this is like very green and floral.
Very green to me.
Very
green. But I'll give you floral.
Because they base it off the magnolia leaf, not necessarily the flower.
Sure.
So it's a leaf.
I do. I would love to know about that.
Because I think when you say magnolia, your mind goes to white florals, but it's so not that. I don't know. It just gives me like very green, fresh, crisp floral, like from a garden. From a perfume garden.
Okay.
But there is like an herbaceousness. They also had cardamom, vetiver. I'm like remembering all the little ingredients from the event I went to. And ambrette. There was something else, but I forgot. But yeah. And sandalwood, of course. A very Aesop scent build. Plus flowers.
Yeah. You like an Aesop scent.
I keep thinking I do.
Yeah.
And then I never wear them.
Right, right.
I did really like the Aremia scent from their Othertopia collection.
Okay.
I did like that.
I hate Aesop scents. I really liked Othertopia a lot. Genuinely.
I thought the Othertopia ones were the most unique and interesting and quote unquote wearable.
Yeah.
There are a couple. There's, I think, Gloam.
Again.
But that to me, the name sounds dour, but the scent is just like, a pleasant sandalwood scent. They love a vowel.
How was the event?
It was fine. Aesop events are very experiential.
They read like, boring.
They like want to put you in this like theatrical space. And then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they explain the ingredients. They always have bowls of the ingredients out, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I learned where Ambretzian comes from. And I was like, cool. Thank you.
Are you going to the Frederick Mall event on Thursday?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't care about that scent.
I more than don't care about it. Yeah. I hate it. However, I might go.
What is it?
No, yeah. It's just a thing.
Yeah. See, that's why it wasn't a dinner. So I said,
oh, we have the
last time I went to a Frederick Mall event, it was in the Acne store and it was just full of influencers and I felt really weird and I smelled it and then I left. That was
I
it.
Like that
I smelled it. I didn't love it. And then I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I came for what I got, what I came for. So,
oh, you don't like that. I do like that scent. Shockingly.
Like that scent. I was honestly surprised that you liked it.
Yeah, I was just as surprised.
It's just like aldehydes and peach rings.
I know. I love it. Weirdly.
But
I don't know. Your hair looks so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
I'm like, now that it's brown. It's giving brown. The red fades really fast.
Well, red fades fast.
Red fades fast. It's so annoying.
I know.
Also, I'm realizing now that like all of my little whites are growing in and I'm like, you again.
Girl, at least you have hair.
Wait, how's the PRP going?
I don't know anymore. I think I have some successful regrowth, but it doesn't even bother me, honestly. I don't know. I just want to figure it out.
Yeah.
Also, no one can tell but me because I'm insane. No,
genuinely. But
yeah. I'm like, I either need to really put my whole pussy into this PRP thing and keep it going for a year and spend a ton of money on it or get it comped, which I'm hoping, or be at peace with it because I really don't care either way.
That's a good place to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like, minding the outcome.
Mm-hmm. And I think that comes from an insanely like conceited place. I'm like, look at me.
You're like, I don't need this.
I can lose some hair. Yeah. Please. But yeah, no, it's definitely only one of those things that I usually only notice.
Honestly, I think most people's insecurities are things that they themselves only notice.
There's probably way more things I should be insecure about, but I'm too fucking daft and into myself to notice.
I honestly think that, and I see this a lot. I don't know why. For the first time in my life on social media, you know how you can mute certain words to not get shown posts that contain those words?
Yes.
So I look at my Instagram Explore page a lot, equal to, if not more than I look at my actual feed. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing all these reels of people saying like, as a ephemeral identity here, as a 31-year-old woman, as a married person, as a pregnant person, as a blah, blah, blah. Here's what I refuse to be ashamed of.
Oh, ew.
And they're really normal, nothing things. In my world, I was like, why would you be ashamed of that? And then the comments are like, it's like the comments are a mix of either good for you or who cares?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I think we need to stop sharing. We need to gatekeep ourselves.
Yeah.
But I also think that when people are sharing their insecurities as content to get engagement, I don't even know what it's for anymore because I think the actual, it's okay, sure, you're getting engagement. Maybe there is this kind of roundabout validation you get from people encouraging you. But at the same time, what you're doing is introducing people to insecurities they didn't know that they were supposed, like.
No, that's.
Right?
Very, yeah.
Then everyone's developing these insecurities that previously they were unaware about because they're like, oh, if this person who's beautiful is insecure, then I should be insecure about this. I'm like, guys, we got to stop. We got to start gatekeeping again.
Yeah. And I think that's also a little bit where I'm at too. I often think like you got to talk to your, sorry, oldest thought in the book. Yeah. Like you got to talk to yourself, like you talk to your friend or like talk to whatever, you know, and I would never, what the fuck would I say to someone who is like worrying about what I'm worrying about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that. So I also think like maybe my relationship with social media is like ignorance is bliss vibes. I just, the minute I feel myself interrogating someone's motive, I'm like, ooh, nope, you've gone too far. Stop it. Start laughing again. Like start, find something you like or sign off. Cause they do like, it's just, it's a losing battle. Mm-hmm. It's a snake eating its tail. Mm-hmm. And if you're, I truly feel like the only way, I feel like I do have a shockingly good relationship with social media, but I think it's because I let myself be blind to all of the bullshit. And I'm like, if I'm not having a good time, then,
same.
Or if like, if I'm starting to feel someone turn into a hate follow, if I'm like,
never hate follow.
Yeah, no.
I don't even like follow.
Right. So yeah, maybe it's just, I don't know. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
Log off.
I don't follow people who are perfectly, there are many people who I find so pleasant in real life who I will not follow because I find their content just so annoying and performative. And they're trying to play the game. I get it. And I'm like, that's great for you. I don't care to see it.
And I think that is also like when I even feel myself being like, oh, I see what this person's doing. Or like, it's like, ooh, nope, too far.
I don't care. Like, I saw this, I think it was like The Cut or something that was like, am I obligated to support my friend who's trying to become an influencer. I was like, no, you're not.
That's funny. So I've been like really back into my Pilates.
Oh, really?
Grind, like more than ever.
Do you do ClassPass? Do you do YouTube Pilates?
I go to East River Pilates.
Everybody goes to East River Pilates.
Well, and they just opened a second Greenpoint location, which is great because I could never get into the first one. So I can actually go between the two places. And I just buy the 10 pack or whatever. I think I'm going to buy a membership. I went every day this week.
That's insane.
Like, dude. Of course, the only relationship I can have with something is like an unhealthy one. But I woke up on whatever day it was, Wednesday. And of course, first thing I did, look at my phone. And I saw this article from The Cut that was like, I don't want men in my Pilates class. And I'm like, fuck me. But
you just have to present extra gay.
I need extra gay anything, please. They get the point.
You're wearing a pink leotard.
Literally, yeah. But I never look at the comments, but I did. I just took a peek into these comments. And even the women were like, what the fuck is this? I was like, oh, thank God.
You know, I used to be really self-conscious about group exercise classes because I'm really bad at exercising. And I'm like, I don't want to be witnessed struggling in public.
Yeah.
And then I went to a couple yoga or like Pilates things on ClassPass and I was like, oh, nobody's paying attention to anybody. No one gives a shit. Everyone's just like in their own head, like doing what they got to do.
Yoga and Pilates are very, you're right, like individual experiences in a group space. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's different with a HIIT class or something, but even Equinox broke me of that.
Yeah.
I don't love doing it, but I'll do it.
I also think though, in a group setting, I'll actually do it because I have that feeling of being perceived, whereas doing like I would do YouTube Pilates. I used to be really good at it. I haven't done it in like 2 years. But I'd do like a 20-minute video and I'd kind of like, you know, not do all the reps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do YouTube Pilates because I feel like I need the adjustments.
Oh.
You know what I mean? For someone who has no hip flexion, it's like, I gotta figure this out.
It's good.
Stable, what do you smell like today?
Okay. Thank you. Please free me from the stitching. Okay, so as I mentioned on our last episode, my Guerlain Blonde Buy arrived this week.
Oh.
So I blind bought off eBay Guerlain La Petite Robe Noire Black Perfecto.
The way that you go up for these Guerlain fragrances. Shit.
Yeah. Do I? I don't know. This was my first kind of like intentional purchase other than what a PR will send me for free and that I can just email and say, sure, thank you.
What made you track this one down?
Okay. So all of the comments on Fragrantica were like, it's cherry, it's licorice, it's vanilla, it's leather, it's patchouli. It's like an earthy, like leathery, more leathery, earthy take on the original. To be fair, I have not smelled the original, so I don't know what to base this off of, but it is the, what do they call it? The Guerlainese or Guerlainoise like scent buildup of rose, patchouli, and whatever the fuck. So I was expecting like a leathery, earthy floral with a grit to it, with a cherry licorice, I don't know, nectariness. And when I sprayed it, it smelled so much. My initial impression of it was like, ugh, like this smells like grandma's, like old traditional French perfumery. Like maybe the bottle went off or something. But
this launched
in 2017, so it can't be that old.
I was literally just going to check the year.
Yeah. But then I wore it on skin and I was like, okay, this actually smells nicer on skin, but it's still giving like a very heavy powdery floral. I'm getting like, I don't know if I get individual notes from this. I get super soapy powdery.
Okay, it smells way better on your skin than it does the blotter.
Yeah.
Like significantly.
Yeah. There's like more warmth and depth on the skin, but it still gives me like old French perfumery.
On the blotter?
It doesn't smell modern to me.
No, I mean, on the blotter to me, it almost smells sour.
Yeah.
Like it's gone.
Which, and then it made me wonder, like, maybe it's a fake. It could be a fake. I don't know. It has like the...
It has a serial number on it.
Yeah, it has a serial number on it.
I'm sure it's not a fake. I get the leather and licorice, and that would appeal to me. Like,
I don't get... They don't stand out to me. But the whole thing is like this powdery floral balm. I don't know. I will say when it went after, because I wore it the other day, after several hours of wearing it, it smells nice when it quiets down.
It smells nice on you right now, but eek.
But it's still like, ba-boom. Yeah, yeah. If you love French perfumery, you'll love this, but wah.
I mean this respectfully. This is a chop for me, but it does smell nice on you.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be wearing it, frankly, that much.
Doesn't that suck when you go out of your way to get something and you're like, oh, nope.
Honestly, the only blind buys that I continuously wear and enjoy are the Mugler ones.
Yeah. Did you see that new Mugler they're coming out with?
I did. I called it.
Hang it up.
We shall see. They're never going to stop. That alien, they're going to keep pumping out those aliens.
They are.
Not the angels, the aliens.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I'm like, give us more angel.
Actually, I probably don't, but I do.
You have it.
But like the original formulation.
Oh.
Can you
I'm
imagine?
Scared.
I know, same.
I wonder if it's around. And then, yeah. I'm sure.
It's huge. Yeah.
It's sure. Yeah. I'm sure it's probably expensive.
Yeah.
If you find it from a collector on eBay. Tynan, what are you smelling today?
So I've been really obsessed with that brand 2787.
Yes. Yes.
Clearly very obsessed. I can't get the name right.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Don't try to make people remember numbers, man.
Fair. They sent us a discovery kit of what I believe are 10 cents. Okay. And I really liked a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Three of them really jumped out at me. One was a sort of coconut vanilla, which, okay, not exactly the most new. Two, I just am truly hyper fixating on, one of which I'm wearing today, mm-hmm. called Solar. Oh, wait. No, it's not called Solar. Sorry. It's called Sonar. That makes a little more sense.
Yep.
Sonar.
Okay.
They describe it as complete immersion, ecstatic presence. Sonar delves deep into the scent of community and sound, combining mm-hmm. metallic wood and amber with bright Mediterranean bergamot. Subtle beer and burnt rubber accords add a unique bend to a note of tuberose, usually quite sweet, making this scent hit on all senses. I don't know why I had to sound that out. Top notes, bergamot, pink pepper. Middle notes, tuberose, beer accord, saffron.
Beer.
Yeah. Middle note, base notes, metallic, vibrant woods, and vanilla. I think what jumped out to me in this scent specifically, as it pertains to me and you, mm-hmm. were the beer accord and the rubber. And there's also saffron in here. I love this one.
Yeah.
It's, I just truly, what I'm finding right now, and I think always, often rather, is that something like a new idea is hard to find in fragrance, which is okay. That old adage, there's nothing new under the sun, that's fine. Yeah. I don't think something has to be groundbreaking to be valuable, but I appreciate it when it is. And that said, a new idea can also be a flop. This is not. I really like Sonar. It's bright and bouncy, but still velvety in a weird way. It's like this balance of bright and deeply textural, and it clings to the skin mm-hmm. all day. It's just really interesting in a way that I keep going back to. I don't know. I'm just really excited by this and another one in the collection.
They're interesting because the whole design is super minimal.
Very, yeah. I love the text treatment. Ugh.
The text treatments are cool. The individual box treatments are cool. Mm-hmm. So you don't, yeah, there's not a lot of...
You're not a lot to go off of.
Yeah, it's like the bottles are just like this white rectangle monolith.
You're right. The boxes are very cool, but once it's divorced from the carton, all you're looking at is a white or black bottle with like nothing on it except the numbers and name.
Yeah, but I liked a lot of those scents too.
You're not as into it as I am, which is fine. I'm like hyper-fixated.
I thought they were all really pleasant. Yeah. I guess like they weren't really me scents because mm-hmm. they weren't, I didn't find any of them particularly like strong or bold.
Oh, really?
I found them all like kind of subtle.
Oh, I personally disagree with that. These, I've been finding sort of across the board that I'm starting to want things to be more bold and like last longer. These I was really happy with, but that's interesting that you didn't feel that way.
I think maybe it's just the scent profile that I found a bit like soft.
Yeah.
But I really liked Per Se.
Yes, same.
Which is, I mean, it is like a me profile. Yeah. It's like violet and pink pepper and like orris and ambrette and musk. So mm-hmm. that's like a very clean one. I did like their molecular scent. It's called Genetic Bliss.
We got to rethink that name.
Yeah.
Eek.
I think in our age of, we're like, beauty culture is like one step away from skull measuring right now. So I'm like, okay. Yeah.
How would you say the one on the right, the red box?
Elixir de Bombe.
Okay, I thought so. That one is the other one I'm like really obsessed with. Mm-hmm. I love mm-hmm. these fucking scents. And then to round it out, Hamaka is the one I also nice really like. That was the sort of vanilla coconut beachy, not groundbreaking, just really nice. I
liked Flaneur as well. Flaneur,
okay.
I think a flannel, but that's not it.
As gassed on these as I am, mm-hmm. one of them did give me a sort of allergic reaction. So oops, but that's not the first, nor will it be the last. I really like this collection. I think that we're going to have the founder on the show in the coming months. Very excited for that.
Yeah, I'm very curious. They're based in Barcelona, I believe, which I don't know many fragrance brands from Spain. So that's really cool. I want to say they're at Stell. I want to say I saw them at Stell, but that could just be me inventing a memory.
At this rate,
at this point, like every, at Stella, I know.
At any given time.
That's true. Cool. So our guests today are quite unique in that they are a group of artists who have, developed, come up with a scent matchmaking system. They're called the Scent of Connection, and they have had at least one and plan to do more, if possible, scent matchmaking events. They're based in London. And the project originally started as like an art exhibition. Mm-hmm. And then obviously people were like very interested in it. And then we're like, oh, could we do this for real? So they did it for real and it was a hit. I saw them in a Dazed feature, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's what made me hit them up. But they very graciously agreed to Zoom with us from London. And I just want to know everything because I feel like in the dating space, no one's really innovating. Nobody's innovating in the dating space.
Yeah.
Not, are they making everybody run, which I don't think is, I think that's a cruel thing to do.
Yeah.
So it's like cool to see scent being utilized in an interpersonal way.
Totally.
That isn't necessarily like consumer based.
Mm.
So I was obviously super jazzed.
Totally.
To connect with them.
Totally. Also, you know, I know that we always talk about how beauty and fragrance specifically is mm-hmm. community, and mm-hmm. it's nice that this is a nice way to activate that, even if, you know, you're going to meet a date, but God forbid you meet a friend that you want to keep in contact with or whatever. It's just a nice way to take things off of the apps if you are craving that.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been on the apps in like 2 years. Can't imagine they've gotten any better.
Yeah, no.
So yes, I feel like this is a very refreshing thing that kind of flies in the face of like the AI takeover of everything.
God, Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I did a panel for Dazed like last weekend about like, AI, and my panel specifically was about like AI and beauty, and out of nowhere one of the other panelists like mentioned fragrance, and she's like, I love fragrance, I love looking at fragrance influencers, and then the other one was like, I love fragrance too, and then I was like, I'm not gonna get into this because it's gonna derail the whole panel.
Yeah.
And everyone was agreeing with that, so in my head I was like, aha, the one thing AI can't touch, fragrance.
I mean,
they can try. You know what? They can try.
They are trying.
They've been trying, and I'm like, okay, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm really excited for our chat with them. Why don't we just get to it?
Let's go.
Yep.
I'm Nikki. I'm one of the four co-founders of Snap Connection, and I do production, or I do a lot of visual arts, particularly for musicians, actually. Yeah. And I'm Jasmine, and I'm also one of the co-founders of Scent Connection, alongside Portia Thompson and Jack Jesse. And I'm a scent artist as well.
Very cool.
Amazing. And our next question is always, what do you smell like today? So Nikki, let's start with you.
Okay, so I smell like Crayon, the High Road, which is like a fig. But yeah, actually, I was going to wear Malin Goetz leather because my friend gave me a candle by them for Christmas, and I was like, oh my god, this smells so good. And I actually started like putting the candle on myself because it smelled amazing, and then I went to go try the perfume like yesterday because I was like, I'm gonna buy it, I'm sure it's gonna smell the same, and it just smelled like terrible on me. So
what a great hack though.
Is it?
Yeah, for sure.
Tell us about the candle, and disclaimer, we are not suggesting you do so, listeners, so please get your legal team off of us. But when you do, how do you do it, and how does it wear?
I honestly, like, it's quite a oily candle. So I was just like putting it on my neck and it was doing great. But yeah, it's interesting that like the candle smell versus the actual like perfume scent wears differently. Yeah. So the more you know.
Yeah. They do like formulas for the format. I know.
I smell like Amberlux by Malu, which is the kind of animalic, ambery, kind of smoky smell.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's right up our alley.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I discovered you guys, the Scent of Connection. It was a Dazed feature that was describing how you guys have organized a matchmaking service or event, or I guess like community event based around scent. So obviously I was like, what's all this then? So why don't you tell us how the project came about?
And also what the project is for the listeners that may not be familiar.
Okay, cool. Well, the project essentially is a matchmaking event service where when you buy a ticket to our event, we send you an at-home scent collection kit where you can collect your sweat and or any perfumes or scents that you're wearing on like a piece of fabric. And when you come to the event, we basically add small tags that include your gender, your sexuality, your age, and like three words about yourself. And throughout the event, you can smell everyone's smells, and the people that you're interested in, you like, we put you in contact with them. Or at the events, everyone wears their like smell number on them, like on a sticker. So you can also like, it serves as a really good icebreaker to just go up to someone and say like, hi, like, I liked your smell. It's about like making a easy, fun icebreaker for people to be able to meet in person.
Yeah, but it originally started as an artistic project because we're all artists in some way, shape or form. And we're all interested in connecting through the senses. But we got such an amazing reaction from it that we wanted to turn it into an event.
Yeah, because originally it started more of a like exploration of how now in like modern dating culture, everything is so visually based and we've like forgotten to prioritize all senses when it comes to dating. Because obviously like, through social media and like dating apps, it's all based on like pictures. So we worked to explore how like using a different sense is a primary way to connect people, how that could go. And then, yeah, we posted some TikToks and people went crazy for it. And they were like, when can we come to this next event? And we were like, I guess it's not an art project anymore. And we're going to make it a like functioning service. So yeah, that's how it started. Just like people actually being really interested past the initial project.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
So say I want to go and I RSVP and buy a ticket. Then what happens before? And then what happens when I'm at the event?
You get sent to your address a letter from us with a scent collection kit where you take a sample of your sweat and any other products you wear, which probably might be perfume, but also includes other products such as body butter or shampoo, hair products. You then take that to the event on the day and you write a label with your sexuality, your gender, maybe a little bit of information about you. We attach the label to each vial and you're assigned your vial number, which you wear as a name tag. No one wears like an actual name tag, just their vial number. And then all the vials go into a board. So we've got lots of other things going on at the event, so mingling and chatting and like tarot and art. But everyone can go up to the board and smell the smells. And if you like their smell, you can leave your vial number. And we, after the event, put everyone in contact with the vials that left their interest. Also, if you like someone's smell, you can take a note of their vial number and approach them in person and chat at the event. So we had a lot of people, we had a bit of both. We had a lot of people leaving their smells, but we also had a lot of people who just approached people in real life and had a chat there, which I think was super cool.
Yeah. What was it like when you were like, okay, let's expand this to an actual event? What was that process like?
Daunting, but really fun. I think we have between us a bit of experience in event organization, maybe more exhibition style. So we're not completely lost in the field, but I also think we really love organizing. So it's been really fun. We also, for our event, we got different artists and we had a tarot reader involved. So I think it was a really fun process putting that together.
Yeah, it's cool because I think we have quite a wide range within our network of like different artists that it was like, okay, cool. Now we have a space where we can get like, we had two people we knew that used scent to make their artwork. So one of our friends, Jade Zahir, made an art piece that was all about spider webs and each web had a different smell. So it was connecting people through their associations with each spider web. And yeah, some people got trapped in her love web, which was cool as well. It was a good meet cute moment as well. But yeah, I think in the beginning, it was definitely interesting. Like, how do we turn this from an art project to an event? And I think we've done it pretty well because we've made sure to bring our like creative side to it. And that's what keeps it quite like fun. Yeah.
What kind of people respond to an idea like this? Was there a certain archetype of person that came to your event, or was it like a wide swath of people? What is it? What kind of person do you find that it resonates with?
Honestly, I feel like in conversation or online, all age groups, all types of people like to talk about it. I think it's something that like people are like, whoa, what? And like people are interested in it from like many different backgrounds. But in terms of what we saw from our first like official event, it was people in their like 20s and 30s who were down to just try something new and weren't like afraid of the concept. And we're just like, let's go on an adventure and see where this takes me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really just like people from all backgrounds just wanting to step out of their comfort zone, I think, and have a bit of a story.
It's interesting because I think some people who are like really into perfume came along because they want to smell other people's perfumes, be able to pick their partner through what their perfume smells. But also on the other side of things, people who are really into tearing down their smell and Ari Pelton in like just like natural scent body odor also came along to the event because they're like more interested in connecting just through that. So I think we get a real range.
Yeah, like I think it was interesting, like the experience definitely differs for the different type of people that come. Like BD, the journalist that wrote about us for days, said that they were talking to someone before they went and smelled all the smells and they could smell their perfume. And then when they went and were like sampling the different scents, they were like, oh, that was the person I was talking to before. Whereas I think someone maybe with not as an attuned nose would have maybe been like, if they had been attracted to them when they were speaking to them, maybe they would have subconsciously been like, oh, this is great, but not necessarily been able to pick up on those things. Yeah.
Whoa. I feel like the streets have gotten so bad that we're just sniffing armpits now.
Would you go?
I would go.
I wouldn't go. No offense. I think this is, I'm so interested. And like, the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, maybe I would go, but I don't think I would.
I think I could get you to go.
I think I would go. It would be like me seeing the substance. I don't want to do this, but I know I have to.
For research purposes, yeah.
Exactly. Knowing that it does appeal essentially to a wide audience, and like having seen that, why do you think that scent is so integral to connection from your personal experiences, both with the event and outside of it?
So smell is really connected to emotion and memory, as you guys will know, but it's also, there's loads of studies that show we can actually pick up subconsciously on a lot of information about another person through smell. So you can tell someone's genetic immune system makeup. And there was a study where people were smelling t-shirts with sweat in the armpits, and they were most attracted to the ones which had a very different immune system. There's also been studies which show a link between the smells we're attracted to and sexuality. So I think even though we may not be conscious of this when we're like talking to someone, can we smell in their sweat all these different elements? I think it's something that if we're more in tune to, we can like pick up a lot about sort of connection through this. There's also the element of personal preference and perfume, which I think is obviously a growing interest, especially on TikTok. And I think a lot of people want to be able to pick a partner that they like their perfume.
Yeah. I think what was interesting as well when we were like looking into it and doing research about it is that, yeah, because like scent holds so much memory, it's interesting to know whether or not it's just like a smell that you like, a smell that you associate maybe with something in your past that maybe you don't even remember. Maybe you had a close friend when you were small and they represent like hominess, which you either maybe could be more inclined to like that smell, or maybe that's like an ick, but maybe subconsciously you're like, all this information is going through your head, but you don't even realize that is why you've chosen a smell or not when it comes to dating.
I remember we talked to Rachel Herz about that.
Yeah.
She's a neurologist, and she mentioned that, yes, people do subconsciously, they seek people with opposite immune systems. So it's, you don't accidentally procreate with someone you're related to, but also taking hormonal birth control can mess with that ability to do that, which I'm like, that's crazy.
I also remember being like, surprise, I'm gay, that she said that queer people are also more attracted to the scent of other queer people, even if they don't don't know who they are or that they're queer. But like that sort of subconscious bias is already there. Shout out to being gay.
I know. I think that's crazy because I'm also gay. And when I was growing up, all of my friends, like from when I was 5, were also gay. And none of us knew this. And we all realized this later on. And we're like, this is so weird. Like, how did we pick each other out when we were so small? And like, maybe smell has something to do with that. Because I think you're very in tune with your sense of smell when you're a child.
Totally.
Yeah. Totally. Whoa. So for the event, at least what I've seen on social media, it looked like you guys created this cool looking acrylic like display or a dashboard for displaying the menu of people's scent samples. Was that already created for your art project, or was that something that you made for the event?
So the original version was created based on like the aesthetics of, because we're exploring like gamification of online dating a bit, we designed it with the like a slot machine kind of aesthetic in mind, so making it look like quite fun and like a game to go through. So I was like, definitely made that interface was really thought out for the first like display. And then for the event, we made a second one, which was like a second iteration, which kind of cut out the like buttony interface. So yeah, that was like personalized and customized for that specific event. And the aesthetic and the colors within the space that we chose to throw the event in.
And what kind of scents could people send in as samples?
So we said they had to collect their sweat. So that's what everyone collected, which is what you've got with you.
I got here and I was like, what are we doing? And she showed me and I'm like, is this sweat? And she's like, oh, I think it's perfume. It's sweat.
It's
both.
Oh, yeah.
So it's sweat and then it's whatever products make up some smell. So for some people and a lot of people, that will be perfume. But we also said if you don't wear perfume, it can be body cream. It can be the incense you have in your home. It can be your shampoo, if it's really strong, that is. It can be anything. But I think obviously perfume is a popular choice.
Yeah. And I think what we liked about like giving people the option to collect their own scent in their house is like me, for example, I think if I'm a partner, but if I were like participating, I don't think I'd want mine to smell a lot, sweat heavy. So I think giving people the option to mix it to their own kind of taste of how they want to be perceived, which is also an interesting thing in and of itself to consider. Yeah.
But that's what wearing personal fragrance is though, right? Can I ask a dumb question? When you say, I understand what you mean when you say how to mix it to your preferences, how does one do that? Are they just dabbing themselves with this swatch?
Essentially, and maybe you might dab yourself and then you're like, oh, I went too heavy on the sweat. So they add more of their like perfumes to mask that, which I guess is yeah, what people do with deodorant normally. Yeah. Or imagine you want it to smell more like sweat. What we noticed is that like straight men, like cis men, they were going way heavier on their just like BO smell. Especially because the first time we did it, we collected 30 different people's smells in a park and just got people to do exercise around us. So we were seeing the process of like how much everyone wanted to sweat. And it was interesting. That was an interesting way of seeing like how maybe different genders and sexualities want to show their like pheromones versus yeah. their like maybe more purchased scents. So their natural versus artificial smells. Yeah.
I think as like men's natural scent is considered this masculine, I don't know, flag of masculinity. Whereas that phrase like women don't sweat, they glisten. They're like mm-hmm. sweating in women is more stigmatized, but as a woman, we sweat.
Stigmatized men. How about that?
Yeah.
You don't have to smell them if you don't, but I want to smell them.
We send you a real range.
No, okay, I don't want a real, I just want pretty.
It's okay. I have
I'm
seven.
Being such a loser. I'm sorry.
I have 47. I have 49, 25, and 44. Okay, so people in the 40 range. Interesting.
And so we're holding five yeah. vials. And yes. just to be clear, but also confirming that the numbers are just identifiers. They're not like age. They're not anything. They're just, you were number 47. Yeah. You could be number 12. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're just vial numbers.
Okay. Do you have a spreadsheet of who number seven is or like what the scent is?
We both fall in love with other people.
Okay.
Reach out to us after the show. We'll let you know.
Okay. So now for the live smells.
I'm sorry.
I'm opening vial number seven.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's really nice.
I don't believe you.
It's perfume. It's like a...
I like the perfume. Not the point.
I want to say it's like a tuberose.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a white floral. And there's a little bit of something mint. Salty a little bit.
Maybe that's the sweat.
Because it reminded me of like when I sweat just like normally, not from being stressed out, it's like a kind of neutral saline scent. That's but
when you feel fierce, sweat has like a really strong smell and it's quite universal.
Yeah.
It's foul.
Okay. So can you tell us a bit about number seven?
Yeah, go on. This is a man. They're bisexual. And that's all I'll tell you, actually. Okay. Because that's all you know when you're in the smell dating event.
Well, okay. Oh, that's fair.
All right.
For the next one, I want you to guess who the person is. Who do you think this is? And would you date them?
Okay. Oh, this is like very neutral. I'm getting like the most subtle musk. Almost nothing.
Neutral good or neutral evil?
Like neutral nothing, almost.
Oh, no, I'm getting something.
Okay. I was like, am I congested? What's going on?
Okay, it's really subtle.
Super subtle. Okay.
Maybe I'm saying the same thing. It's a really subtle, sweet musk. It's pretty. That's really pretty.
That is really nice, actually.
We're guessing who this is. Timothée Chalamet.
I want to say it's a man, but I'm basing that on absolutely nothing. But like
men don't smell like this, but they should.
Yeah.
I'm as a queer woman.
Okay.
Am I guessing age too? What am I guessing?
Whatever you want to guess. You could guess their whole personality if you like.
I'm guessing it's a queer woman who is in their early 30s.
I would almost say on the tip of queer woman, but like in her 30s, if not 40s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. If not, either a queer woman, 30s or 40s, or
me.
Gay man in his 20s or 30s.
Gay men don't smell like that, unfortunately.
What ball number is that?
25.
Interesting. It's a straight woman who's actually in her early 20s.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, wait. Now you
the Marina is doing its job.
Okay, wait. No, I'm not brave enough to do it myself first. You do it.
All right. Wait, let's go in order. Okay, 44.
Oh. Are these on order?
They're a little out of order. They rolled around.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, this is nice. It's like a little bit of a spicy amber. It's subtle because it's dried down, obviously. But I am getting like a nice little spicy amber. I feel like I've smelled this perfume before.
You know what that smells like?
What?
Sort of. No, it doesn't. It totally smells like by the fireplace that you wore yesterday on a t-shirt. Yes.
It is. Yeah. You're right.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Actually, is that my one? I thought we sent you both of our smells. We had to collect them very last minute for you guys.
Wow.
Whoa.
You know that scent so well.
And down all day long.
Crazy, yeah. Be ruthless, please.
Okay. 4 to 5. Let's go. Ooh. Another subtle one. I'm getting neutral sweat.
No.
But again, it's like saline and musky.
This one I can't smell.
Yeah. It's very subtle.
I'm getting like salt.
I want to say it's a man. Just by like the
accent. You're right. Bob. I should be keeping it more under wraps.
A straight man? I'm leaning more towards 30s, but who knows? Maybe early 30s.
Early 20s, actually, as well.
Oh. I assume younger people stink more.
Yeah. Maybe the plane diluted the smells a bit. Maybe. They've been for a while. Yeah.
What is the normal time range between the application and the event?
So we tell people to collect their smells as soon as possible, just before the event, if possible. Oh. Just so they actually preserve really well for a really long time. In the bottles like that, if you keep them in the fridge, even outside of the fridge, but if you keep them in the fridge, they last for months and months and smell the same. It's crazy.
It looks like muslin or linen, the fabric.
It's cotton, yeah.
Oh, it's cotton. Okay.
It holds smell well.
Fabric of our lives. Great. Last vial. This is number 49. Ooh, subtle again. Subtle with a hint of something warm and like very subtly spicy.
Oh, this is subtle.
Yeah. It's like musky, spicy.
It's a little like soapy to me, honestly. Really? Not aldehyde, but this one's hard. No, okay. Mm. It's that one's soft.
Yeah, it's soft, but it's really nice. Is this you, Nikki?
Rest of elimination.
Nice.
Wait, so is this your perfume or is this just like your skin?
That was my skin mixed with my candle, actually. Candle experience. Yeah, before I gave up on that scent. What?
So did you guys include your scents on the board or maybe not because you have a partner?
No. I think ethically we thought it would be slightly weird to like...
That's true. Yeah.
Find out the matches. Oh, you're actually my match. Yeah. So we leave ourselves out. Yeah.
So walk me through the logistics. So I'm at the event, right? Like hell has frozen over and I come. And how then, what is the smelling process like? Are they in groups by what you're, do I go to the other queer people group and just like start smelling away? Do I do it alone? Do I do them with groups? Like how does it work?
We have both the computational board, which was the original board, and we have the physical board of all the people who were there that day. So for the computational board, you go over, you put in your gender and the genders that you're open to dating and a bit of your preferences. And when you hit process, a few vials light up that are most compatible with you. And so they'll be aligned with your gender and sexuality.
Oh,
looking for. So then you smell them and you pick your favorite. You can leave your contact details. But there are people who might not necessarily be there on the day. So then we have the board of everyone who's brought their smells on the day. And they have vials on currently for the, because we've only done one dating event, other exhibition style events, but only one dating event so far. So we had the labels, we had them mixed, but I think we've got a lot of ideas for how we're going to progress the board and enhance the interaction, to be honest.
Because the first event, what we did was just, you could just go up. That's why we had like other activities that people could do throughout the night. But you can just go up whenever you feel like it and look through all of the different dating preferences, and, which was a bit wild. It was like everyone going to like the watering hole and just like fighting over smells. It was like you were at like an outlet or something and it was like sales. So we definitely want to like work on that for the next event because it was a bit feral. But yeah, I think for the first board that Jasmine mentioned, that's like the computational board that's like algorithmically based. That's like a very easy, like one by one process because only one person can use the interface at one time. Yeah, but that's what we use mostly for like exhibitions or whenever we partner up to do like pop-ups where people aren't necessarily going to be at the space just for the dating. So it's quite like fun and easy just to use and try out the concept.
That's so wild.
I wonder if was there maybe one or a couple scents that like everybody was drawn to?
There were definitely like some people had really long lists of matches.
But sure. There were, I think for the computational one, every single person had some matches. So even the ones like people go up and be like, that one is foul. And every single one ended up with matches. So it does show how subjective it is.
Yeah.
There were some which were more popular, but each one had their people who were interested in them.
Yeah, it's interesting. My sister, for example, the first exhibition we did, she was like, oh my God, number four is terrible. And I was like, yeah, I really dislike it as well. But actually it's one of the people that have had the most matches. So it's interesting. My sister and I have the same smell profile in terms of what we're like interested in. But then other people, yeah, because they're not related or they have other like upbringings, memories associated to smell, like really liked that, the smell. So yeah, I guess it just depends on who you are.
Ooh. I wonder if anybody, because assuming you're at a social event anyway, if people just talk to somebody that they may not have smelled their sample, but were like, oh, they're pretty cool. And then maybe smelled their sample and was like, oh, or, oh yeah, they do smell great. Did any interactions like that happen?
Yeah, I think there was definitely, because we give people the opportunity to wear a sticker with their number, it was like, oh, I matched with this person. And then there was like a frenzy towards the end of the night where people were like trying to look for the people that had liked their smells and that they had liked theirs. And yeah, I guess we tried to stay out of it as much as possible. So I actually don't know.
We were crazy busy organizing lots of different events.
But definitely we have a friend who they're still seeing someone they met at the event and they got trapped in the scent spider web together.
Oh my God.
I would love to keep like a retention tally of who got together at the end.
Yeah, it is a bit difficult. We've thought about it, but it seems a bit weird to reach out to people and be like, so.
You're like to all the guests of the event, just send a post-event survey of like their experience.
Just check their Instagram.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we need to get on this for sure.
You find, because I like we've touched on, dating right now is so app-based. I mean, yes, people meet in person and we celebrate that. But largely, like you described, it is so visual and it all starts on our phones usually. Do you find that the audience was like really clearly they came, but like really ready and willing for an alternative like that? Like, I guess what I'm asking is, do you find that they were as interested in the scent concept as much as they were just an opportunity to meet someone in person in a way that was unique?
Unique.
Definitely. I feel like the people who are there are people who are very open-minded and really want to interact with people on a real-life basis. But I also think people are interested in the smell-specific concepts.
Yeah,
it is more instinctual and it's like bodily. It's different from like how disconnected we are from all this online. And I think if people are so sick of online dating, people want this like real life space. And if people come to the events and they meet even from not smelling each other, I think it's just a space that kind of like-minded people can meet. And there's like lots of conversation starters, icebreakers. So I think it's fun.
I think what you were saying is like there maybe initially is imagine your friend sends it to you and you're like, that's such a weird way of meeting someone, like not sure if they see themselves in it, but then it's all like, I'm just gonna do it. And I think at the end of the day it's like finding ways to connect people and like create new meet cutes and like definitely icebreakers. And I think that's definitely something that we found with it after doing like a couple pop-ups. It's just a way of getting people, because the concept is quite odd and out of the box, it immediately in person kind of shatters people's like barriers slightly more. If you go up to someone, it's like you can make a joke out of it or talk about how interesting it is or whatever opinion you may have. It's like a perfect way for just starting a conversation. So really it was like all types of conversations in respects to like the concept happening, I think, at the event, whether or not they liked it or not. So yeah.
Did you get any, I don't know, weird or interesting or unexpected feedback from people?
I don't know. I think for me, the weirdest feedback I got was someone asking whether or not we were going to send, when we were going to send them the smell samples in the mail after they matched. And I was like, oh no, like that's not happening.
Yeah,
for sure. I think that was like the honest kind of reaction that I didn't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I think I was surprised by the amount of like organic conversations that happened. I think I didn't expect for so many people to meet that night and to get people's numbers after smelling each other and then going up to each other. I think I didn't expect that it would be an environment that like really encouraged communication.
Yeah, I feel like there is, and I'm sure it's this very similar in London as it is in New York, where everybody's sick of dating apps. They're sick of going to bars to try and meet people, but then
sick of run clubs,
but it feels like contrived or lame to go to a dating event as a single person,
right?
Even though I'm like, bro, where else are you going
to
go?
Because I wouldn't want to be around, go to a dating event.
That's the prevailing attitude. But I think by introducing this interactive element, I feel like that the sense of smell also has a romantic notion.
Totally.
So there is that element, but you're right. It's so unique that you can bypass that feeling of, I don't know, maybe lameness if you were a single person feeling self-conscious about that.
And it's a niche, but you don't have to be like a fragrance lover to do it, because we all have a sense of smell. You know what I mean? It is open to anyone and anyone can interact with it. I feel like it just levels the playing field when whether or not passion for scent doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I think like I'm someone when I was single that like really did struggle with that. I was like, where am I going to meet these people? And I think like you'd meet the occasional person that was like, come to this singles night. And I'd be like, I personally just didn't find any appeal in going to a singles event because it didn't seem quite like sterile and typical thing where like you sit down and you speed date for like awkward. Yeah. So I think we've tried to like, as we were saying, like include like art and like different activities, love tarot, like make it as like fun as possible and give people different ways to meet.
I think it's an event people just want to go to regardless. Like we have all of our friends in relationships, so we're like, can we come? We're like, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, single people. Yeah. But I think it's a fun night. And I've got to say, a lot of very cool and interesting people were there.
Cool.
I would think so. Because I think like, it's a vulnerable thing to let someone experience your natural scent, or maybe a little bit editorialized, I suppose, but that's still quite intimate and vulnerable. So it's no one who's going to that, I think, is like a coward.
I was going to say there's such an element of just bravery
through
the whole thing.
Would you guys ever franchise it out or do it again or take it to different cities?
Yeah, for sure. I think we're like in talks with people now to do a collaborative event that we can't really speak about at the moment, but we really want to take advantage of the fact that the concept is there. And I think like the interaction part is there and that's really strong. And we feel like we have the opportunity to do different style events that like encourage different audiences to come and different types of people. So like different kind of themed events, because our last place was like event was at a cocktail bar, so that is already like a certain type of demographic. So just like trying out different venues and spaces to have our events in, and also going to like different cities for sure. We have a sign up link on our like social media and our website where people can log their interest, so we like record what different cities around the world want us to come. So yeah,
I think we're also super interested in kind of collaboration, maybe with perfume brands, or we love smell art and science. So we're interested in the different avenues we could go down, but definitely lots to come. Keep your eyes peeled.
I'm going to say, if you come to New York, you're going to need like a minimum 500 person capacity place.
Yeah.
There's so many perfume TikTokers in America, in the US, especially in New York, but the whole of the US. Whereas we were looking at, I'm following so many. And then I was looking through them and I was like, none of these people are in the UK. Like where are all the people in the UK who are? And still we've had an amazing reaction here. But I imagine if we went to New York, it would be amazing, to be fair.
Hey, if you come to New York, hit us up and we'd love to co-host it with you.
Figure it out. We can get the event, the venue.
Yeah.
If you guys want to, let's do it. But that means you'll have to come. I don't know.
No, look, I think I get it.
I don't think we qualify to participate, but I am like so curious to, I don't know. I love to meddle. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I love to just see what's going on.
Yeah. I just like to push people's heads together and make them kiss. Like, everybody kiss. Fall in love, you coward.
I feel like that's our role. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. If you guys ever wanted to, that'd be
so. That's amazing. So if our listeners want to learn more about The Scent of Connection and keep up to date and follow you, where can they find you?
The Scent of Connection on TikTok and on Instagram and our website, thescentofconnection.com. Yeah. And if they want to sign up to like be notified when the next events are happening or if it's going to be in their city, that's just like the link within our website and like Instagram bio as well. So yeah.
Great.
Everyone go follow. Thank you so much for joining us. This is, you changed my mind. Now I am curious.
Look, we got you to smell people's videos.
I know. So. I know.
This is a huge leap for him.
It is.
I really hope they come to New York.
Oh my God.
I would love to host an event like that.
Well, it was clearly a huge success for them.
Yeah.
You know?
The more unique an event or like a program or activity that someone launches in the name of dating, I think people are so fucking fed up with everything that they're just like, sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. Why not?
What I think is also cool about it is that it sounds like the experience can be as interpersonal or anonymous as you want it to be.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to approach anyone if you're not feeling it or if you're feeling a little scared. You can do it after the fact.
Yeah.
It just seems like something that it's like a choose your own adventure in many ways.
I was definitely like, I was trying to be cool about it, like when we were talking to them, but I was definitely like, oh my God, am I about to smell someone's rank BO right now?
I was not with that at all. But pleasantly surprised. And like,
it's totally fine.
Once we were on our like third vial, I was like, okay.
Yeah. It's not going to be bad. It's not going to be scary.
And even if it is, if it's the outlier, not the whole thing.
I think I'd be quite self-conscious to contribute my scent to this type of thing.
I wouldn't. I smell great.
You never know.
But yeah, no, I hear you.
For instance, yesterday, just because I'm trying to use it up, I was wearing the Glossier U deodorant. Ugh. I fucking stank at the end of the day.
Well, yeah, then it fucking ruined all your clothes.
Exactly.
Too,
when I put it on, because I was like, I freshly showered. So this is like as clean as my armpits will be. And that's like the most optimal time to put on deodorant for it to work the best. Yeah. So I was like, you better work.
Yeah.
And by the end of the day, I didn't do anything strenuous.
Yeah.
I took a walk. I got groceries. That's it. And I came home and I was like, yeah, this stinks.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the coconut oil. I don't know, but I feel bad throwing stuff out, but I'm like, you gotta make room. Get out of here.
Yeah. It's just,
I gave it so many chances.
You gave it way too many chances.
Yeah. So I feel like if I contributed that armpit, it would be bad. It would be bad.
No, I mean,
maybe. You never know.
You never
know. You're gonna get some freak who's, I love this thing. I
mean, that's not a freak. That is valid.
Yeah, but I also love the freaks.
I think
because
it's a freak.
Like, I'm a freak. Yeah. It's like one of the things my boyfriend consistently tells me. He's like, no one knows how weird you are but me. And that's intimacy, baby.
Yeah, that is intimacy. Well, give them a follow at Scent of Connection. I'm sure that will not be the last we've heard of them.
Definitely not.
Come to New York.
Come to New York.
Or come to LA and we will or go LA. To LA.
I'll go to LA. Fuck it. Again.
I want you to go to LA.
My brother just moved back there, so I have a place to stay.
Oh, nice. We're going to LA.
Yeah. So you can find us at our website, smellylater.live, where we have our merch. We have our hotline. You can follow us at smellylater.np3. You can find me at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.